This is Coach C, and welcome to Inside Pitch. This week, my special guest is Ed Mendence. Ed specializes in commercial real estate and is a partner with Bespoke Real Estate Advisors in San Jose, California. Ed is also a TW Elite member and has been so for the past year. Let's get right to our conversation. Ed, can you tell me a little bit about the impact that sports has had on your life?
Okay, so sports has had multiple impacts on me, profound impacts on me throughout my life. And I would say first, of course, physically, sports impacted me. And mentally and psychologically and even emotionally, sports has impacted me. And spiritually, and when I'm talking about sports, think about individual sports, martial arts. When I started as a teenager, about 15, 16 years old. And I'm talking about team sports, football, which was football throughout most of my life, or at least my youth and in my teen years. And when I say physically, I remember when I was just a sophomore in high school, I took this yoga class, and the stretching that it taught me, and we did some meditation, but primarily it was stretching, and that carried forward throughout my life, especially my sports and my team sports. The constant stretching, elasticity of my muscles, my ligaments, and my tendons, it really endured throughout for several years after that, and really minimized my injuries. Definitely minimize my injuries in football, and that's something. And even to this day, people are amazed at my age that I can still get down in stretching positions and my hamstrings and so forth that are actually kind of remarkable. But then the next is sports, as far as mentally and psychologically and emotionally. Well, the unity of sport, of team sports, especially in football, the cohesion. And the organizational unity that you have to develop, that interdependence between each other, where you're depending on each other, and that unity that's created really, obviously, impacts you very positively, mentally and emotionally, and especially the camaraderie that's developed, the camaraderie of the closeness that you have with your teammates, the pride and the fellowship and the common loyalty that's shared by your teammates, that translates into and prepares you for the last stage that I was telling you about, the spiritual. The sports has impacted me spiritually, because that's the same, that camaraderie and that bond. That bond between one another, and really what it is love. I mean, it's like in an esprit de corps is also another sense of the that camaraderie that's developed. So, you know, in your church family, you have that bond with your church family members. It's that same bond, only even more mature and elevated, but that was started back in your teams, in my team sports.
Okay. So, how old were you when you started taking martial arts?
I was just turned 16. I got my driver's license, and so I could drive myself to the martial arts studio, to the dojo.
Okay.
And then in football, my God, football was just so pervasive. And a teenager, and we were just, God, we were season ticket holders for the Oakland Raiders, and that was in their heyday. And my God, I was just loved football, loved playing it and watching it and seeing your team win and just the laughter. That's the laughter and the bond you develop with your teammates, the fun that you have, the memories that last a lifetime. My goodness, football, team sports are just, they're so invaluable in so many ways. But for me, it was the bond between us and the interdependence and being able to just cheer. Just so the emotional development of sports being able to cheer for each other and give it encouragement and inspiration and loudly. And Lord gave me a great set of lungs. I can vocally cheer people, and he gave me the gift of being an encourager. He gave me that gift, the Holy Spirit did, and I use it a lot. And especially it began down in my early years in sports, you know, just cheering and that motivates your teammates when it's genuine and authentic like that, that cheering and encouragement and vocal and emotionalism and to be their best. And you just enjoy it. You share in the victory or the near victory and even in the defeats, you know, afterward. It's fun, you know. It's so much fun, and that's what life is really, really great. Sports just is a microcosm of your whole life.
Who is your favorite player?
Well, definitely one of my top. My favorite quarterback for the Oakland Raiders by far was Kenny Snake Stabler. My God, let me tell you something. As a boy, and you're there in the 1970s, throughout that whole decade, they just dominated. They were constantly winning their division, winning championships, and of course they won the Super Bowl in 76, and then I think it was 80 and 83. Talk about coming from behind. You're in the Oakland Coliseum there. And started out as a boy, I think it was 1969, I went to my first game there. And when you're inside that, there's what, 66,000, 67,000 plus fans, and they are just, it's electrified, the whole stadium. They stomp their feet when it would come back. Snake Stabler would come back and win the game, and they would be stomping, and the grandstand, some of them were metal at the time, you know, in the bleachers, and it sounded literally like an earthquake. The rumbling and the cheering, and my God, the crowd participation in that, spectator emotions and the joy, it was definitely my favorite. I'll never forget that electrification and the joy and the cheering of the fans. I can still see that and feel that emotion, that great emotion. My goodness.
My favorite players growing up were Gene Upshaw was definitely one.
Yes.
I loved the way he played the game and the whole nine yards. And the other one was Ron Saul, who played for the Oilers. Played with the Oilers and then went to the Washington Redskins. But he was my swimming teacher in high school. And his twin brother, Rich. Rich was my math teacher. He was a center for the Rams. They taught at our high school in the off season.
When you mentioned Gene Upshaw, if you're talking about linemen, he was my favorite lineman. And Gene Upshaw, he was brutal. I remember looking at him through my binoculars so many times at the Oakland Coliseum when he was pulling guard, and he always wore these pads taped up really on both arms, just a big brute of a guy. When he swept it like the jet sweep,
yeah,
he was over there looking with intent, man, with serious commitment, man, and just bowling over anybody in his way, and man, he did it, and it got the crowd completely, completely electrified and excited. I'm telling you, on our feet all the time. Yeah, so yes, that's a great one. He was a great player, so definitely one of my favorite. Am I allowed to ask you what lessons did sports teach you in your life?
Well, I think it was mostly about the competition. When you think about Al Davis, you've got the just win baby, and you've got the commitment to excellence. And he also said that he would rather be feared than respected. That was kind of like the mindset of football back in that particular day. I grew up with three pro athletes from my neighborhood, the Saul brothers and Terry Hanratty, who was a quarterback for the Steelers and later the Tampa Bay Bucks. But I grew up around professional athletes, and I knew what it took because I saw them work. And, you know, I saw the commitment that they had, and all of them went on to have successful careers after athletics. And it wasn't simply because they were an athlete. They were just really good people.
Al Davis, you know, interesting you say he'd rather be feared than respected. But he also had inspired him to create the sort of the Raiders logo, you know, the pirate logo of the team. He derived that from, interestingly enough, Army Black Knights.
Right.
He watched the Army Black Knights. And so we had an, even though he was kind of a renegade, as you say, rather be feared than respected, he also admired the structure of the U.S. Army, the football team, the structure and the discipline. And you look, even today, that's something that I admire. When I watch football team play, is the minimal amount of penalties in an Army football game. You'll watch, they're so disciplined. Love that and appreciate that and admire that in a team that has that kind of discipline, that mental discipline.
Interesting. One of the best players that I ever got the opportunity to coach actually set a lot of the baseball records at West Point. And I saw Joey. I was actually umpiring the Georgia All-State game. He was pitching, and I walked up and I cleaned off the rubber on the mound. Do you remember me? And he said, yeah. He said, you were the one that told me if I quit biting my fingernails, I would become a good pitcher. I said, let me see your hands. And so he showed me he wasn't biting his fingernails anymore. And I looked around and said, hey, I was right, wasn't I? And he laughed and said, yeah, that I was right. And I asked him where he was going to school. And he told me he was going to West Point. Today, Joey's a captain in the Army. And,
oh, my goodness.
And he's a chaplain. He's an Army chaplain and actually has a degree from, obviously, West Point. I believe he's got now a master's in divinity and may even have his PhD. Completely gave his life to the Lord. And I mean, I am really proud of the kid. He was also one of the biggest kids I ever coached, but he really stood out. I watched him play when he was at Army. He was unbelievable. He was like 6'8", left-handed pitcher. He was the conference player of the year, conference pitcher of the year. I think he set the Army home run record, RBI record, doubles record. I mean, the guy could just flat out hit. He was a great baseball player, but he was a greater kid.
In what sense do you say a greater kid?
Well, I mean, look at the way he turned out. I mean, he's not only serving his country, but he's also serving God.
Great development. Great developmental story.
So I think I'm going to actually call him.
See what our taping does, man. It inspires you to do great ideas.
His name's Joey Henshaw. So I coached him 20 years ago and had him for several seasons. The last question I want to ask you is this, is what things did you learn in sports that you use in your business career today?
Is the ability, the bond with other people in the business world. I mean, you need to connect with people. There needs to be trust. There's an independency that you're going to do your job, that you care about them and their needs. And I mean, it's that bond and that unity, that cohesion that you, in team sports, that you learn. That, now, obviously, the competitiveness against your opponents, and you're constantly competing in business, at least in commercial real estate, it's just intense competition. But in the end, what's great is my so-called competitors become my collaborators, whom I collaborate with. And again, as you did in team sports, in the sense that if we're working on a transaction on a property and they're representing the other side, the landlord or whatever, and I'm representing the tenant, for instance, you have to work together, basically on the same team rather than being opponents. Your competitors are much more often, to be successful, your competitors aren't really your competitors. They are actually your teammates, believe it or not, because you're producing an overall good, a good in service, helping to solve solutions, business solutions, create wealth, what have you. And to do that, you have to work together interdependently, just as we did when we were teammates playing football. So
okay.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yes, sure does. So that's pretty much it. The light just came on, and that means time's up for this week. I'd like to thank my special guest, Ed Mendence, for joining me here on Inside Pitch. I hope you enjoyed what he shared with us today. Hey, until next week, this is Coach C, and you've been listening to Inside Pitch on TW3Radio.com. See ya.